Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. King Shah. Say that.
Yeah, Holy Ghost hard. Many members, one body. Keep the rest of still God. Still going hard by. Then they wonder how we do that. And they wonder how we do that. And they wonder how we do that. And they wonder how we do that. Yeah, Holy Ghost party. Many members, one body. Keep it fresh, still God. Still going hard by. And they wonder how we do that. And they wonder how we do that. And they wonder how we do that. And they wonder how we do that.
Yeah, they wonder how we do that. Christ praise these truth friends. Try to tell you where my mood at. Mountains, he gon' move that. Holy pistol, I'ma shoot that. Dang, dang, demons lay back. Better watch where you pray at. Shot on top like a wedge. Chase Dave, know they hate me. Great day when I sing that. One wish, I'ma pray that. Watch the wife if you look that. It's out, it's out, it's out. Head smoking like a coffee. Not to do what I'm a coffee. I guess you gotta learn the hard way.
When it comes to praise, we do it all day. Shout out to the Father Yahweh. In my prayer stands bowfing. We coming through screaming holly. Yeah, and we about to bring it to you. Already rich without chasing ruler. The world ain't helping Christians make maneuvers. Speak the truth, they never needed their approval. Nah. The word is God saying, mama. I don't really care what they talking about. I'ma make the point banging with the rock. Jordan in the air with the tongue out. Get a beat, hot, fucking verse, though. But recognize from the first quote. We are bold in Christ when we hold the mic. Homie, get it right, we the church folk.
Yeah, Holy Ghost party. Many members, one body. Keep the fresh, still God. Still going hard by. And they wonder how we do that. 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 Yeah, Holy Ghost party. Many members, one body. Keep it fresh, still God. Still going hard by. And they wonder how we do that. And they wonder how we do that. And they wonder how we do that. And they wonder how we do that.
Gotta call a better answer than you passed in hell. I don't care about the hell. I'm trying to make it into hell. I'm trying to save, I'm a graduate. Get a Bible, that's my way. Yeah, I'm strong, get in the Lord. No, I'm never flex. Y'all want the green like CeeLo. See your soul, get repo.
Give me that.
Spirit fix, Home Depot. I want the hardest trio. Castor, gotta be the chemo. Yeah, write it in Creole. Yeah, gotta be my hero. Strips to follow the cheat code.
Don't play games with God, he got the cheat code. Jesus gave his life to save people. Spirit give us orders, we go. Ain't seen the type of Christmas people. We be up in the streets for real, though. Yeah. Telling brothers what they feelin' and kill folks. Yeah. This is working so, they feel hopeless, though. That's what they sip and lean and pop a pill, folks. Trying to lead us to the Savior. To repent from evil type behavior. And the favor from the Creator. We will teach you also keep you in prayer. We are more than just a rap guy. We are saved, sanctified, and baptized. My goal is only to impact lives. Hope the sound guides you like a bat line.
Yeah, Holy Ghost party. Many members, one body. Keep the fresh and still God. Still going hard by. And they wonder how we do that. 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 Yeah, Holy Ghost party. Many members, one body. Keep the fresh and still God. Still going hard by. And they wonder how we do that. 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 And they wonder how we do that.
Praise God. Glory be to the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the Savior and the Redeemer of my soul. Welcome to the Prophetic Sound Podcast, hosted by Prophetic Wind Global Ministries. I am Prophetess Letitia Smith, and I am so blessed to have each and every one of you on tonight. It is going to be a fiery night, amen, and I thank God for that. I actually had another song I wanted to cue in, but for some reason it's not playing, so we'll have to get that going for next time, amen, and we thank God. Tonight's scripture reading is going to come out of 1 Peter chapter 4, and we are going to begin in verse 7, and I'm reading from the English Standard Version. And it says, the end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be self-controlled and sober-minded for the sake of your prayers. Above all, keep loving one another earnestly. Since love covers a multitude of sin, show hospitality to one another without grumbling. As each has received the gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's various grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you because you are all day, every day with us. Your word declares that you will never leave us nor forsake us. So we know that you are here all the while working things out for our good and for your glory. I ask tonight, Lord God, that you would demonstrate your love, that you would demonstrate your grace, that you would cause your people, Lord God, to be rendered completely immersed in who you are and what you represent. Let us be the walking epistles of Christ, read and known of all men. Father, in Jesus' name, we ask, Lord God, that every sin, Lord God, both known and unknown, be absolutely washed away on tonight. Lord, that we can release, Father, in greater measure, your love, your glory, your power, your compassion. Lord, make us conduits of you in this hour. Lord, we are so anxious to hear from you. So tonight we ask that you will release a word in due season. And Lord, we thank you in advance. We give you all the glory and the praise in advance. And we love you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. So God bless each and every one of you. We are excited about what God wants to do tonight. We have had so many words of wisdom and revelation coming forth from this cast in the past 3, 4, 5 weeks. Amen. And we have been seeking God, pressing in like never before. And we have established that this is our reset. This is our recalibration. We are going to let God have his way above all things. We are going to let God have his way, and we are not going to let anything stand in the way of the Lord having his way in our life. Somebody just say hallelujah, because we are determined. We are determined to have God, to know God, to have a relationship with our God. The veil was torn. That is part of our inheritance and our portion. And we will not allow the enemy or man or our flesh, come on now, we will not let these things stand in our way. We will not let these things stand in our way. We will not let these things stand in our way. You know, one thing the Lord began to speak to me, and then it was confirmed through another speaker, that a lot of times, when we feel a time of separation from God, or the enemy tries to make it seem like God's not hearing your prayers, it is really a war of the mind, because the Lord has already established and told us, I'm not going anywhere. I'm not leaving you. I'm not forsaking you. God said, I am not a man that who can lie. He meant that when he said it. So tonight I'm here to remind you that your God is with you everywhere that you go. And there is nothing he doesn't see. There's nothing that he does not understand. The word said Christ was touched and tested in every area. So he knows the struggle. Amen. So anything that you have that you need to lay on the altar tonight, I encourage you, tonight is your night, to lay it on the altar and to be free. We decree and declare freedom over your life. No more struggling, no more stumbling, no more bumbling. But tonight, you're going to stand up tall. Your back is going to be strong and straight, and you are going to walk that straight and narrow because God has come to rescue you. Amen and amen. Tonight I am blessed because my dear sister and friend is on tonight, and I told you last night I called in some pitch hitters, and a couple of seconds later, my dear friends came, and they were like, yes, we can do this. Again, I'm saying please continue to pray for Dr. Celeste and her family, amen, as they have suffered a loss. Thank God for Prophetess Anita Williams, who was able to come in and at the last minute, like literally called her yesterday, and was able to come in and fill in, and I thank God for that, and I know the Lord has a word through this woman of God, amen, and many of you, I literally received emails and texts of, when is the woman of God coming back? Well, she's here, amen, and she's here to let it rip and let God do what he does through her, amen. So at this time, I just want to welcome my friend, Prophetess Anita Williams. God bless you, woman of God. How are you?
Blessings, blessings to you, Prophetess. Am I coming through okay?
Yes, yes.
Okay, wonderful. We just give the Lord praise. I want to say to God, be the glory in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. To God be the glory for the things that he would do through each and every one of us in Jesus' name. Amen. For as we're working in this ministry, the excellency of the power of God is made relevant to us by way of the Spirit of God. And I honor the Lord, amen, for that. And I give God praise for whatever he would desire, amen, to do. We do hold, amen, the family of the prophetess that you spoke about, amen, in prayer. And amen, we're feeling the hurt from so many other areas as well regarding what is going on in the land. But we come to encourage you. And God could have chosen anyone else tonight. I give the Lord praise. I'm humbled. I'm honored by the fact that the Lord, amen, chose me tonight. So I give God praise. And I thank God for you, Prophetess Smith, for what you are doing and for what you are allowing the Lord to do through you. Amen. And I give the Lord praise for that. And thanking God for this worldwide ministry that the Lord, amen, has embarked you upon, and how God, amen, is going to be make that even more evident and allow it to be yet more manifest in the earth realm. So we give God praise for that, amen. As you are bringing the men and the women of God together, you're bringing, it's as if God is leading you into a clarion call for the prophets and the apostles, glory to God, to, amen, be a blessing to the people. And so we honor the Lord for that. And I just give God praise. It is, amen, the Spirit of the Lord that would have his way. One thing, and I give God praise, to you've already prayed, so I say to God be the glory, amen, amen, and we honor the Lord, praise God for that, as we come under your umbrella tonight, humbly so. It is, amen, I don't know how many leaders are on the line tonight, but it is our task during this season, and I can't say it enough. I heard a great man of God say it, and amen, I'm repeating, amen, agreeing in the spirit with him. It is, amen, our task, amen, during this season to increase faith in the people. Glory to God. I mean, it is our sometimes even burdensome responsibility to bring, amen, an increased faith in the people, because the people are now living in the book of Lamentations, where there is so much weeping and there's so much moaning and there's so much crying and there seems to be so much pain and things seem dark, amen. But we want to show you in the Word of God tonight how the Lord will pierce through the darkness, amen, Glory to God. And faith yet must shine out. So we lift our hands, amen, during this season. And we give God praise. Glory to God. We honor the Lord. We bind, amen, the works of Satan in the name of Jesus. Every dark place, we come against it now, not by might and not by power, but by way, by Shando, of the shedded blood of the Lamb in Jesus' name. And God, we thank you, glory to God, for that. Every place that the enemy, glory to God, would be lurking, amen, about, we come against it now in Jesus' name. Lift your hands, even if you've got tears in your eyes. Lift your hands, glory to God, and give God praise. I know that every word that we speak, glory to God, we be tested upon, and I get it, amen. And it may seem easy to say lift the hands and give God praise, but no, it's not, glory to God. But yet we're coming through, amen, in Jesus' name. And I honor the Lord, amen, for that. And I'm thanking God as we look in a couple of places, amen. I'm not quite sure exactly how much time we have, but we're going to hit a couple of places here as the Holy Ghost had led me. Here in 2 Corinthians, amen, and glory to God, the fourth, amen, chapter, the word of the Lord, amen, speaks to us through Brother Paul concerning our state of mind and our response and how we look, amen, back at that, glory to God, where he says we're troubled. Listen here. We're troubled on every side, even tonight. But not distressed, amen. Oh, he said we're not distressed, glory to God. Distressed, amen, a state of mind, a state of being. Understand that, amen. We are, amen, within ourselves on that human side. We've got to be careful because the Bible says as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Glory to God, that we're perplexed, but not, amen, despaired. We're not forsaken, praise God. We're cast down, but we are yet not destroyed. And I believe that this word of God is for us, amen, to open our mouths and simply say something in reference to that. We've got to open our mouth and decree and declare, yes, I'm going through, but God has not forgotten, amen, about me. Glory to God. And then, amen, the Lord, amen, bless my heart, amen, to look into, amen, another scripture, amen, for us, glory to God, upon tonight. And we want to deal with that as well. We want to deal with that simultaneously, glory to God. But I need for you to decree and declare, first of all, that I will not fear. I will not fear. Amen. I need you to decree and declare, praise God, amen. Crack the atmosphere with these words that say, I will live and I will not die and I will not be sick in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You've got to understand that there is a sound that is necessary to come from the earth realm, amen, to reach, amen, heaven. You've got to understand there is a sound, amen. There is a praise. See, this is a password. The password is praise. Praise is the password that opens up the windows, praise God, amen, of heaven. Praise is the password, amen, that's got to come from the earth realm despite what may be trying to go on. Glory to God. Somebody somewhere now, lift your hands and give God praise. Now, amen, even during this time, we've got to understand that we're dealing with, amen, a prince in the air. And one of the corporate assignments in prayer, amen, was to, amen, give instruction to the people to bind and to rebuke and to cast down the prince of the air. Oh, yeah, they say it's airborne aerosol, as a matter of fact. Glory to God. So in the midst of all of that, while we're yet praising and while some of us are yet going through and while, amen, the enemy is trying to cause us, glory to God, to try to figure out what God is doing and trying to cause us, amen, amen, to back up from our faith, but I want us to repent, amen. Now, amen, we hear that a lot, glory to God, and we're speaking concerning even the scripture that says, if my people, we can deal with that, who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray, and then seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Now, check for real, he's talking to the church, glory to God. Amen. And when we speak about repentance, all of a sudden, amen, we look into, amen, what we would call the major sin. But the Word of God says that if you fall short in one, you fall short in all. So what we want to repent of, amen, church world, now, amen, during this phase, is, amen, the lack of faith. We want to repent, praise God, from attempting to comprehend in our, amen, limited ability what God, amen, is doing in our lives. We've got to repent, praise God, from fear. Glory to God. We've got to repent from being, amen, taken off of, amen, of our position in the Word of God. Amen. We want, amen, to repent even now. Lord, forgive me, because, amen, I panicked, glory to God, amen, and as if I forgot that you were there on the ship with me, and even as I begin to shake you and try to wake you up, amen, and even ask you, do you not even care if we perish? Forgive me for insulting you, praise God, in my responses, praise God, to you. Yeah, we got to come on now, for real. We're riding on this thing, amen, and now here we come, praise God, amen. Here the Bible is telling us to put on the whole armor of God. Oh, there's a reason for that, glory to God. Put on the whole armor of God that we might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, against, amen, the things that try to come, praise God, to our mind. We've got to realize, even with this thing that we're dealing with, praise God, that its whole desire is to, amen, predict our movements, glory to God. Oh, I can make them. He had the nerve, glory to God, to get in the face of God and tell God, even when he was talking about Job, I'll make him cuss you to your face. I'll show him that you're not the God you said you are. Praise God. I'll, amen, make him so angry with you that he will forget what faith was all about. And you've got to understand that the enemy is trying to, amen, predict the movement, amen, of that. Where, amen, here we are. This is why we've got to be able to stand against the wiles, the desires of the enemy. For we are truly not wrestling against flesh and blood in no way. No. But spiritual wickedness, praise God, in high places. And this is why I believe, praise God, that the Lord, amen, had instructed, amen, many of us, in corporate prayer to bind and rebuke the prince of the air, amen. We're fighting against, amen, principalities, the powers and rulers of darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places. This is why, amen, the generals have got, amen, to stand up, praise God, with their army. Trust me, you're not going to send a sergeant, praise God, amen, or a spec five, amen, into an arena where the general or the major needs to be. This is why, praise God, the armor must be in good repair. Amen. For amen, we've got to understand that when your armor is in good repair, it makes us, amen, invulnerable, praise God. It makes us victorious. So therefore, we take on the whole armor of God. Amen. It sounds like a cliche. We preach it all the time. Many of us do. Amen. But now, amen, the proof is in the pudding. Glory to God. Amen. Because we've got to have, amen, our loins girded about, praise God, with truth. And the truth is the Word of God. This is where we've got to fight back. We've got to fight back in the spirit with the Word of God. That's the only thing that's going to work, baby. The Word of God. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and then of a sound mind. Glory to God. We've got to let the devil know that we know that healing is our bread. We've got to let him know by way of the manifested power of God in our realm that whatsoever we bind in the earth realm, it is bound up in the heavenlies. Therefore, sound has got to come from the earth up into the heavenlies. Glory to God. And therefore, we've got, amen, to have on the breastplate of righteousness. We've got to understand that sin is the thing that takes down an entire nation. Glory to God. But righteousness will build it up. We've got to have our feet prepped, amen, with the gospel of peace. This is our armor. We've got to make peace in the earth realm. Peace with our brother. Peace with our sister. Peace, glory to God, across the land. Above all, amen, the shield of faith. That we're able, amen, to quench the fiery darts, amen, of the wicked one. And we understand that faith, hear me now, the Bible said it, faith cometh by hearing. And this is where we are responsible leaders. Glory to God. Amen. To the men and the women of God and to those that have not even come, amen, alongside us in battle yet. But we are responsible to them. Praise God, to bring forth faith. And amen, if you're lacking faith, look in your mirror. Glory to God. And preach the word of God to your own self. Look in your mirror and decree and declare you will live and not die and not be sick. You are above only and not beneath. Glory to God. When the blessings of God are chasing you and overtaking you in the name of Jesus. And then, praise God, a helmet of salvation. That's so important. And this is where we are right now. Amen. We need, for those of you, praise God, amen, we know that you're hearing in the spirit. Praise God, amen, and knowing that there's something that's going on. Even those that are in backslidden conditions, all of a sudden you've raised your head up from that cesspool of sin. And you've looked around and you're like, what, Lord? Well, I want to talk to you for a minute. Praise God, because we need you to come up out of the thickle and come up out of the bushes and come out from behind the closed door. We need you now to come on back up in here and stand with us in battle. Glory to God, has need of you. Praise God. And then for those that don't know him, I know you're looking at something to everybody. Praise God. Amen. Is glory to God. But understand something. Amen. There are some elements in this world where Satan has blinded the minds, amen, of many of those, amen, to the truth and the name of Jesus. And praise God. Amen. They are, amen, saying negative things, even about our God. Got the nerve to be mad at God. Somebody is falling into the trap, praise God, of being deceived by, amen, the wiles of the enemy. Therefore, we've got to have the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. That's where, amen, you defeat him. That's how Jesus defeated him. Glory to God, yes. When, amen, we understand when Jesus, even Jesus, amen, the enemy tried to attack his mind. Glory to God. He said, you know, amen, do check. I know you're hungry. Glory to God and everything. Turn these, amen, stones into bread and feed yourself. And then he said, look here. Glory to God. I understand that your Father is also, amen, God Almighty. Therefore, if you throw yourself down, amen, glory to God, surely he'll have some angels come and pick you up. He tried to get Jesus to commit suicide. Glory to God. But what did Jesus say? Jesus said, it is written. You've got to understand that even Jesus didn't come against him at that time, amen, in his own power. He knew he had to wait to be glorified to deal with that dog for real. And so he said, it is written that thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And then he said, look here, dog, that's what I call him, amen, get thee behind me now. In the name of Jesus, we come to encourage your hearts today, praise God, that God has given you power above, amen, all the power of of the enemy, and there is nothing that shall by any means hurt you, but we've got, amen, to stand on the word of God in power by way of the Holy Ghost. And then he says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Well, what is that? That is your heavenly language. And that's where we want to go later on tonight. Glory to God. We want all, my God, amen, to speak in that heavenly language. Coming together, praise God, from all four corners of this earth. Praise God, and bombarding heaven, because we know how to get the job done. Lift your hands right there and give God praise. Glory to God. God, we thank you now. We honor you now. Glory to God. We honor me. Give God praise. Praise. I want to, amen, to, amen, share one more set of scripture with you. Praise God upon tonight. And then I, amen, in the Holy Ghost, believe the plan would be, praise God, for everybody to open their mouth and begin to speak in the heavenly language. Glory to God for even just a few moments. But let us turn our Bibles tonight, people of God, to the 28th chapter of the book of Acts. And this is where, amen, we desire to park. Glory to God. We're looking at a situation here. And also, and we're considering, amen, how, amen, those of us in Christendom treat one another when it comes to our time and our turn for suffering. Glory to God. We've got so many opinions, praise God, about why this and why that. We're accusing and saying some horrible things, my God, about even this situation in the world today, in the lives of those, praise God, that are Christians, amen, that we've known them, praise God, to love God, amen, amen. We're finding out some horrible, horrible, shameful things are coming up out of our mouths, and I believe it grieves the Holy Spirit. But here we find a man by the name of Brother Paul. You know this scripture very well. Glory to God. And the Bible says now that he is, amen, come through, amen, they escaped, amen, into an island called Malta. Understand that previously Brother Paul here, amen, was in, amen, a shipwreck. Yeah, the ship did wreck. Glory to God. Nobody wants their ship to wreck, but the ship he was on did wreck. But God kept his promise, amen, and God, the same God that spoke to Paul, said, amen, there shall be no loss of life among you, but of the ship. The Bible says they all made it, amen, to dry ground. Now, that was one trial. The very next day, the same day, glory to God, later on in that day, here we find, amen, the Bible says that Paul is gathering a bundle of sticks. Paul is working, praise God, upon the wall, amen, of faith, upon the wall of belief, upon the wall even of comfort. What really gets me is it did not say that everybody was helping Paul with the sticks. Glory to God. But Paul, amen, listen here, God had given him authority, and that's why he's working, amen. That's why God has placed him in the realm of spiritual and natural leadership. The devil is a lie. Glory to God. So, amen, we come, amen, upon tonight, amen, to speak concerning, amen, the man's work and how the enemy will attack him because he is working. And for those of us that are working, praise God, somehow, amen, in the vineyard, glory to God, even in our own minds, you've got to realize that the devil will try, praise God, you, in Jesus' name. So we find that in the midst of all of this, after, amen, being declared victor over the sea, and victor over the storm, yet there is something else that's trying to come. And the Bible says that there was a viper that came out of the heat. Why did it come out of the heat? Because, amen, it cannot stand the anointing of God, and that is the heat. Glory to God. You ever wonder why some folk act up around you? It's because of your anointing. You ever understand why some folk, amen, act real funny and fidgety? It's because of your anointing. Well, the Bible says that this thing bit Paul. Check now. It bit Paul, and it hung on his arm for quite some time. It was attempting to inject, praise God, venom into Paul. Glory to God. Here we are, amen. Now, Paul could have looked at this, amen, and gotten afraid and said, oh, my Lord, look at this thing. Praise God. He would have lost the battle if he responded in fear. But because of the, amen, Holy Ghost, amen, the immune system, praise God, within him and the power within him, I believe there was a backwash and a backflow of power that hit, amen, that viper. Praise God. And it was not able, amen, to kill the man. If it had, understand something. What happens when you're bitten by a viper? Amen. It causes blood to coagulate, meaning to clot. Can no longer find its way to the vital organs. Everything stops. Everything ceases. Praise God. Ministry slows down. Folk are not, amen, being healed, set free, and delivered. You don't even feel like praying or even witnessing, praise God, because things have stopped. But I want to encourage you today that God did not love Paul any more than he loves us. This is where God has given us power to turn on serpents and scorpions and overpower the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt us for real. You got to get up in here with me with this. So we find, amen, the Bible says that even those that were around him, now they draw their own conclusion, see, because I see you going through, I see you suffering, praise God. And so therefore, they said in the scripture that no doubt at all, there's no doubt in my mind, they're saying that Paul, this man must be a murderer. This man must be a sinner for real. He done something, and God is getting after him because he came through the one trial, amen, and then now he comes here, and vengeance suffered him not to live. But the Bible says that they looked at him a long time, amen, and they expected him to fall down. You got to check this because, see, the enemy is waiting. He's trying to predict, praise God, our movement through this trial, amen. And so they waited for him, amen, to fall down suddenly, praise God, looking up in your eyes, trying to see how you're going and how you're doing. May give you a call every now and then to hear how your voice sounds, praise God. But in the meantime, here we're going to give the enemy notice. Don't write my epithet yet, because this is not our final destination, and this thing is not over. It's not over until I win, baby. That's when the fight's over. So we find, glory to God, that they stood and seen, amen, what was going on. What did Paul do? What his, amen, immediate response was to shake it off. He shook the thing off, the Bible says, and he felt no harm. It fell into the fire. And this is where, amen, amen, God comes to scatter the enemy. Glory to God, and I say scatter, scatter, scatter. This is where, amen, they'll come out against you one way and then flee seven different ways. And I say flee, flee, flee. This is where, praise God, they've got to pick up their weapons and go. And I say pick up your weapons and leave, leave, leave. And so we find, amen, the Bible says that Paul felt no harm. And I want to encourage somebody now, praise God, tonight, amen, as we go through this thing, you shall fear no harm in the name of Jesus. What you've got to do then is lift your hands now for real. Now check this. Wow, amen. Now they're trying to figure things out. The devil's still trying to move. Glory to God. Because now, amen, now, amen, within just a few scriptures, they done changed their mind about Paul. Glory to God. First he was a murderer. Now, amen, they want to make him a god. Glory to God. And they assume, praise God, he was, amen, a god. We've got to understand something here. That the excellency, praise God, these earthen vessels, amen, that we're in, glory to God, amen, the excellency comes by way of the power, amen, the power of God himself. And this is where, amen, you've got to make sure you take no credit for what God is doing. So now the devil's still trying to mess with Paul. Now he's trying to get in his head, praise God, and have them, amen, praise him. Glory to God. But we find the man of God kept his place and his position in God. I want to encourage you, amen, now that we have this ministry, amen, let us, amen, amen, perform, amen, under the power of God and giving God in the name of Jesus, amen, the credit due him, amen. Let us not take, amen, this unto ourselves. Very dangerous thing right there. But praise God, we give the Lord praise. But I want to encourage you tonight, amen, to shake it off. I want to encourage encourage you tonight. There is no weapon still formed against you that shall ever prosper. I want to encourage you tonight that you will live and not die and not be sick. You better open your mouth and say something. I want to encourage you tonight that God has given you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and overall the power of the enemy. I want to encourage you tonight that the power of God will deliver and will set free who lied. Glory to God. Who's on the Lord's side? Whose report are you going to believe? I know it's so much going on, and yes, I appreciate all of that. Praise God in the name of Jesus. But I know that my God is greater. I refuse to believe that my God cannot heal this thing, I'm telling you. I refuse to believe that my God, amen, is not moving. I refuse to believe that God will keep us. I refuse to believe, praise God, that God will save during this thing. I refuse to believe, praise God, that we're going down because we're coming up. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. So lift your hands right there and give the Lord praise. Wherever you are, glory to God, from the north, south, east, and west, whoever can hear my voice tonight, I'm speaking to you right now under the anointing of the Holy Ghost, and I'm binding, amen, the works of Satan, praise God, from under the earth, in the name of Jesus, in the air, in the name of Jesus, Satan, the Lord rebuke you, in Jesus' name, power of God, have your way, my God, upon this line tonight, in Jesus' name. If there be any sick among us, heal now, God, in the name of Jesus. If there be any fearful, oh God, pick them up in their minds. I rebuke fear, devil. The Lord rebuke you now. God is not giving us a spirit of fear. We coming out, and we coming out with our feet on the floor and our hands in the air, and we're giving God praise, and we're coming to slay you when we pull out our sword of the spirit. It's coming back with demon blood on it in Jesus' name. Somebody give the Lord praise right here. Lift your hands and honor God. Prophetess, I'm not quite sure how much more time we have. But we're giving the Lord praise in the name of Jesus. Now, we had alluded to an exercise for just a few moments, maybe 2 or 3 minutes. I don't know how you can work it out. But if we could all speak in a heavenly language for just a few moments. And if you could unmute the line for just a few moments. Just a few moments. So that anything that may be looking about in this home, that home, or the other home can hear the spirit of the Lord coming out of our mouths in the name of Jesus. And God, I bind and rebuke heart trouble and heart disease. I come against, amen, mitral valve conditions in Jesus' name. Satan, the Lord rebuke you here. Heal all the blind tonight. Those, oh God, that are going through because of something that has happened, let them know that we love them. You love them. Only the Holy Ghost can touch that pain. Father, you do it. Give the rest of us wisdom as we open our mouths to say the right thing.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you right there. Come on, somebody. Speak in your heavenly language
thank
tonight.
Jesus.
Shanda,
Get a vision. See Satan backing up. See him dismantling.
Prophetess, I give the Lord praise for this time and this season.
Jesus, hallelujah.
For those
glory
of you that,
yes, glory, son.
Yes, there you go. That's it. Come on, bring that.
Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes,
yes, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes, yes, yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, 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 Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, right there, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Bring healing on this line.
Thank you, Jesus.
Physical healing. Listen, we don't feel, amen, amen, all of us. All of us. We are in the battle.
Yes.
Glory to God. You're in the battle. But you need to be healed, too. Thank you.
Yes,
thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
This moment in time.
Hallelujah.
This moment in time, this moment in time, right now.
Glory.
Physical healing with the manifestation. Can you hear me?
Thank you, Jesus.
Now I know by his stripes we were healed, and I give the Lord praise. By his stripes I am healed, and I give the Lord praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I know I walk by faith, and we walk by faith and not by sight. Glory to God. But I thank God, too, because I'm reminded of a man whose hand was all withered up and everything. Remember that guy? And his hand was just a mess. And somehow, the Lord, amen, blessed. A miracle happened right before their eyes. And the man's hand was no longer withered. Now, I'm telling you, that's what we need to be right now. And then I reminded about this man, and this one man, he was blind and everything. Couldn't see a lick. And Jesus come along and did his move on the man. And it took a few minutes. But the Lord opened up his blinded eyes. And then there was this other man, and he kept trying to make it to the Bethesda's porch, you know, the pool. He was all messed up. He was messed up for real. And then before the service was over, this man is taking up his bed, and he's walking on down the road. I am looking tonight, I decree, I declare, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the spirit of healing. I bind and rebuke infirmity of every kind. Loose your hold of your affliction, be gone. Off the people. We want testimonies, people. I need you to call. Get back in touch with the prophetess and testify. From the crown of our heads, even to the sole of our feet, from the innermost to the outermost of our existence, the power of God bring healing right now, manifested in the earth realm, in your earthen vessels now. Right down to your ingrown toenail. Now, somebody going to laugh about that, but for somebody else, that is very serious, and they're taking it serious because it's causing them pain.
Right down to, amen, your mitral valve. Somebody got that problem. Right down, amen, to fluid in the lungs. Be gone. Cancer, dry up. I know it sounds like a cliche, but I ain't got time to play with you tonight. Loose your hope in the name of Jesus and be gone. Arthritis, be gone. Nervous conditions, be gone. Mental conditions, be gone. I dismiss you from your assignment in Jesus' name. The Bible says greater things than these shall we do. I said, well, what are you talking about? You done did everything over there. You done raised the dead. You rose yourself. Glory to God. But greater things, we can speak across this world and command conditions to be healed. Folk in them beds in the hospital, I command you to get up now. In the name of Jesus. Somebody give God praise. Somebody.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Back in your hands, woman of God.
Thank you.
And thank
Hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah.
For this opportunity.
Amen. Amen.
I give
thank
God
you.
Praise now.
You,
to God be the glory in the name of Jesus. To God be
Amen.
The glory.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. There you go. And the anointing has lifted, sis.
Thank you, Jesus.
For this season.
Thank you, Lord. More love, more power, more of you in our lives. More love, more power, more of you in our lives. And we worship you with all of our heart. And we worship you with all of our strength. And we worship you with all of our heart. For you are our God.
Father God, you are our God, you are our Savior, you are our King of glory. We thank God for you tonight. We thank God for the word that just went forth. Father, we thank God for the cry of the Spirit that is coming forth from your people, Father God. The clarion call, Father God, that is coming forth to your leaders, oh God, as you are resetting and recalibrating your people, Father God. Lord, you said, those who love me keep my commandments. Father, as you are downloading to us, Lord God, the requirement of the season, Father, I pray that you will prepare the hearts and the minds of your people, Father, to be able to do and to receive that what you are giving unto them this hour, Lord God. I thank you, Lord, that there is nothing that is too hard for you. Lord, I thank you, Lord, your word declares not only to be hearers of the word, but doers. Tonight, Lord God, we lay our lives upon the altar of the Lord. We say, Lord, have your way. Father, in the name of Jesus, have your way. Don't leave a rock unturned in our life, but have your way. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that your spirit is stirring in the deep, Father. As the woman of God made reference, oh God, the pool of Bethesda, Father God, is bubbling up and swirling over, Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for healing, swelling in the joints tonight, Father. I see swelling in the joint areas, Father God, being healed in those areas going down even now as we pray, Father God. I thank you, Lord, that, Father, the areas where the enemy has tried to take the mobilization and the forward motion of your people, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, that it is that assignment against your people is now broken, Father God, that they will be able to move and to flow and know that they have their being in you in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for caring, Father God, for the things that concern us, O Lord. Thank you that your word declares that we can cast all cares upon you because you care for us. Father, your righteousness, your glory, your power, Lord God, being released even now, O God, that we will not be ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of our salvation. Father, we bless your holy name, because, Lord, there is more, there is more, there is more that is being released in this hour, Father God. I thank you, Lord, even now, because it is finished, O God. This is a new season. It is a new day. And Father God, we say yes to the shift of the Spirit, Father. We say yes to your will and to your plans and purposes. And Lord God, I pray that as we get ready to leave this place, that, Lord, there will be seeds that were planted tonight that will grow roots deep in the souls of your people and produce fruit in your likeness. And so we give you all the praise. We give you, O Lord, all the glory. Yeshua HaMashiach, we bless your holy name. And we give you all that we are and all that we hope to be. In the mighty name of Jesus, we cry out amen and amen. Praise God. Thank you, prophetess, for the word on tonight. And I'm going to open up the lines. I'm going to allow for a sharing of testimony on tonight or prayer request. If I call out four digits, it's the last four digits of your phone number. And I just want to give people a chance to be able to be blessed and speak. The first number I'm going to call, last four numbers, is 4940. 4940. God bless you.
God bless you, woman of God. This is Prophetess Tara. Hallelujah.
I'm
just so thankful.
God bless you.
For his people coming together on tonight, you know. Hallelujah. God is worthy to be praised, worthy of all the honor, worthy of all the glory. And I was sitting here with Apostle Willis and everything, and the woman of God began to pray, you know, for joint. And that was Apostle Willis. I've been watching him the past few days go through just even trying to stand up and everything. So he got up and going. Right. So I told him, I said, I grabbed that word for you. I said, but that was for you. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just so thankful to God for where his people is headed, where we are in the spirit. Amen. I'm thankful for the men and women of God that's able to get into that realm of the spirit and hear God. Hallelujah. Hear God clearly, because we didn't tell nobody. But there was a reason that you called me earlier tonight and God had me on this line. If it wasn't nothing but to come into faith and into agreement with the healing power of God. Hallelujah. So my husband could receive his healing, so I could receive my healing. I have been dealing with a sinus infection, and they put me on antibiotics yesterday because it had drained down into my chest and everything. So I'm just so glad God is good. He's a good God. Hallelujah. Lord, I give you glory and honor and praise. Hallelujah.
Hey. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, Lord, we seal this healing with the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, in advance, Lord. You said praise you, Lord. We put a praise on the healing, Lord God. We decree that it is so, because your word does not return unto you void. We thank you, Lord, for the power and the manifestation, Father, and the shrinking of the joints, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you, Lord, that the assignment to stop the man and woman of God from forward motion in the kingdom has been broken now as we come into agreement, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And, Lord, it is so, and it is finished in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Prophetess Williams, did you have anything?
Amen. I just give the Lord praise, amen, for Open Book Ministry, Open Book, Open Door Ministry, Prophetess Tara,
Yes. Amen. Open, open, open ministry, opening up for you in a greater sense. Glory to God. Amen. Ministry is open. Open. It's open. It's wide open. Amen.
Yes.
And we give the Lord praise, amen, that you will, amen, move, amen, in that vein. You will, in Jesus' name. We're going to see it. We're going to hear about it. We're going to know it.
In the mighty name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Okay, woman of God, God bless you. We got to move forward. I love you, and I will be in touch. God bless.
Amen.
Okay, amen. Okay, next number, don't worry about the countdown, everyone. Next number ending in 2959. 2959, God bless you.
Good afternoon, God bless you all as well. Thank you for having me on this afternoon. This is my first time on. A friend of mine told me about the salon, and I'm so blessed that she was able to share that with me. But it is my first time, and it has been wonderful, but I do need special prayer. I'm currently unemployed, and I'm looking for employment right now. Former educator, and just looking to something different, and I really need prayer sent out for me and my daughter so we can continue to live like we're living now financially and be blessed.
Amen. Amen. Prophetess, do you mind praying?
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you. You have heard the prayer request, and you know the situation, and we call it done in Jesus' name. God, we thank you that you are a supplier of all of our needs, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray that you allow an additional window to open, a window of heaven to open, glory to God, as we pray under it, open heaven, for this family, for this mother, God, and for her daughter, oh God. God, you are more than a sustainer, more than a provider, praise God. But eyes have not seen, I'm hearing this. Ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the heart, amen, of man, what the Lord would desire, amen, to do for his people, glory to God. And this, amen, woman of God, is quick and speedily in your behalf. You will testify about it, glory to God, amen, amen. Receive the word approved on your paperwork, stamped approved on your paperwork, glory to God. And we lift our hands, God, amen, I decree favor your way, favor, favor. Your name receive favor, your voice receive favor, your signature receive favor, your image receive favor in the name of Jesus. Lift your hands and give God praise for the victory.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And as the woman of God was praying, I saw one word, and it was revolt. I believe in this season, you're in a season of upheaval, that everything seemingly looks like everything's been thrown up like confetti and you don't know where it's going to fall. But the Lord is in revolt for you. In other words, he is warring for you. He is going against the grain for you. And there's going to be some things that are going to be illuminated in this season for you that is going to be very much out of your comfort zone, but very much God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that, Lord, when you're stretching us and pulling us, it can make us very uncomfortable. But, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that in our uncomfortability, it exposes our weaknesses so that we can rely on your strength. So we thank God we are not just people. We are Jesus people. We are faith people. We are water walkers, Lord. We are a people, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus that know that you can do all things. All things are becoming new. All things are made for you and in you. And in this hour, Father God, your daughter is not only kept, she is promised. And we thank you, Lord, for your promises that are yes and amen. And we give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen.
So God bless you, woman of God. Welcome to Prophetic Wind Ministries. We're blessed to have you. Hope to see you again, and I'm going to move forward if you don't have anything else you'd like to add.
Yeah, amen.
Okay, praise God. Okay, line ending in 7801. 7801, God bless you. Okay. Line ending in 4191. God bless you.
God bless you. I just wanted to say, Prophetess Anita, I thank you for the on-time word. When I last heard you, you put a fire in me that I felt was kind of like extinguishing for a while. And hearing you, it's kind of like lighting that fire all over again. And building a faith in me that I've kind of lost after a while. So I thank you for that, and I thank you for the word.
Amen. We give the Lord praise. Amen. Bless you. Bless you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Okay, we're going to move on to line 5990. 5990. God bless you.
Praise God. I want to thank everyone that's on the line. Thank you, Prophetess, for your having this program to bring in people like myself who are broken and lost. I thank you for all, thank God for all the blessings I have received. And tonight I want everyone to join me in prayer for the nation to heal this world of this virus in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I thank God. You know, one of the things that I would like to add to that is the fact that we as a people, we have the remedy. And the remedy was given to us in First Chronicles 7:14. The Lord is calling his people. He is calling his people to a repentance. He is calling his people to a greater surrender. He's calling his people to fall back in line. And because of that, the Lord's like, okay, I'm going to bring them back to spring them forward. Amen? So we are going back to the original. The book of Acts was house to house. It wasn't in big churches and big auditoriums and concerts and smoke and light. It was people who loved God that encouraged one another in the midst of persecution. And so we are falling back in love with our God. And that is what he desires, for his people's hearts to return to him, for his people's hearts to want and swoon for him. Amen?
Amen.
And when that happens, the word is already promised. And we're praying for things that are already promised, but the problem is we're not doing what's required to receive the promise. See, the promise is that I will heal your land.
Mm-hmm.
But the requirement before that is what we're missing and what we need to get back to.
That's right.
Amen?
Amen.
So it is well. Why? Because for greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. And I and my family and your family and those who are hearing the call of God, we serve the Lord. I'm on my face, woman of God. Stay on your face and let him sift your heart so that your heart can then influence the hearts of those that are around you, and let that fire burn like fire hitting dry grass. Because that's what's going to happen. It's a revival that starts in the hearts of God's people. Not in a building, not in a program, in the heart. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
So God bless you, woman of God. Thank you so much for staying and listening and being part of what God is doing here at Prophetic Wind. I'm honored, and I thank God that you trust the God that is being released in this ministry, and we love you very much.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, we're gonna move forward. Line ending in 4337. 4337. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. This is Sister Mary.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, bless you, Sister Mary. Bless you.
Thank you. I'm just enjoying the program. Praise God in Jesus' holy name. And I pray that the Lord continues to keep the program on the air. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Mary. Father, thank you for Mary. Thank you for her heart and her genuineness. Lord, and we just ask that you will continue to bless her, keep her. May your face shine upon her. May you be gracious unto her and bring her peace. And we love you and honor you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Prophetess Williams, did you have anything?
Glory to God. Amen. Sister Mary, we're just praying continual healing for you in the name of Jesus and for you to be and stay encouraged. Stay encouraged, sweetheart. Glory to God. God has not forgotten you, and you're going to see the manifestation within the next few days. Here, can I say this? In the next few days, amen, you're going to see the manifestation of the power of God moving in your body. Lift your hands and give God praise.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm going to unmute the lines right now because I don't know who this is for. I just heard the Lord say he's shrinking a mass.
Come
and
on
I see
with
the
it.
Mass. Yeah, I see the mass on the left-hand side. It's not huge. It's something small. But I see the Lord just shrinking a mass. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for shrinking masses tonight, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for cursing the curse, Father. We thank you, Lord, that you are the God of all things and that you are correcting and bringing things into alignment right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that even the things that we don't know, you know, Father God. And so, Father, we just decree and declare, Lord God, that things to shrink and to die. We call
come on.
To die. In the name of Jesus, shrink and to die. That is the command of the Lord, shrink and die. And we thank you, Lord, that the mask is gone because, again, it is finished. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you,
and amen.
Prophetess
Amen.
Prophetess
yes.
Smith. All right.
Yes,
I know Sister Mary, and I know her situation. Sister Mary, did you hear what the prophetess said?
Yes.
Sister
Mary? Yes.
Did you hear what the woman of God just said to you? Did you hear that?
I thought that I heard. Yes.
Did you hear that? Did you hear that? Did you hear that? Okay, that was for you.
Praise God.
Jesus. I know Sister Mary's situation. I know it naturally so. You hear me?
Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord. Well, thank
but
you,
But the
Lord.
Lord did say within
thank
3 days,
for...
looking at
yes.
it right now, it's manifested right now.
Thank you,
Ooh.
Jesus.
Did you hear that?
Yes.
It's
praise
not by touching on this line. Prophetess says, I know Sister Mary naturally, so. All right?
Jesus.
And what you have spoken is, and it's not just for her on this line, it's for somebody else on this line, too.
Praise mm-hmm. God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you,
My
Jesus.
God. My God. My God. Okay, so the last number, everybody's going to
exactly.
be a good point.
Praise God.
The Lord.
I was trying to listen.
A mass. Okay, so I'm going to tell you what the Lord showed me. Show me a mass. And the mass is on the left hand side. The Lord said that He is calling forth that mass. He cursed the curse, and He called it forth to shrink and to die. And that it is going
Thank
to shrink
Jesus.
And die, because the Lord said so in the name of Jesus. So we just send forth that word again, Lord, and we command that thing to obey the voice of the Lord, to shrink and to die
shrink
in the
die.
Mighty
Love.
Name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
It will shrink and it dies now in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
And we thank you,
thank
Lord,
you, Jesus.
For it being manifested
Hallelujah.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You,
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
My.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, I receive it.
Jesus.
My God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Look at God for real.
Come on.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just go off. Go off. Let it go off. Amen. Okay. So, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God.
Next number is 6924. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. My name is Francine, and I found out about this through Sister Prophetess Michelle Lopez, and I didn't want to miss it, so this is my first time calling, too. And I just want to, if you just allow me to share my testimony, I really believe it's for someone here also.
Okay.
I thank and praise the Lord as you were going forth. You know, I heard the scripture, where the word of a king is, there's power. So where he's sending his word, he's sending his deliverance, because where he sends his word, he's sending a part of himself in it. So September 2019, I was asleep. And in my sleep,
Hello? Did we lose her?
I think we lost her. I can't hear her.
Yeah, I can't hear her. So she might want to tell her to call back in. Maybe she can't get back in, so she's not going to be able to hang up. She's still on. I can see her phone.
Maybe she has to be muted or.
Yeah, something. Because, yeah, she's still here. Okay, well, we'll move forward, and I'm going to leave her unmuted, and that way if she could come, she can get back in, then she'll be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, you know, tonight has been an amazing night, and the Lord had told me before we even started that there was going to be healing on the line, and then Prophetess William gets on, and she starts talking about healing, and I know many of us, especially those who flow in the prophetic, we be looking for healing every which way, amen. But I have a knowing that the Lord is bringing a refreshing to his people and specifically to his prophets. So for those of us who have been hanging on, I really believe in my heart that this is our season of refreshing. Yes. Hello.
Yes.
Can you hear us?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. The phone completely cut out.
Oh, my goodness. Shall I start over again?
Yeah, all we got was September 2019, and then that was it.
Okay. All right, let me go back. September 13, 2019, the Holy Spirit gave me a dream. In the dream, I saw this word in all caps. It was called Hava. It's spelled C-H-A-V-A-H. And I heard the word life, and then I woke up. And I woke up and I looked up the word, and that word Hava means life giver, to live, the breath, to tell. And it meant to speak life. You know, he who has the most authority will speak the fewest words. And God gave me that word just to speak life. This was in September. The coronavirus was discovered as early as October 2019. So I begin to pray over myself. I begin to pray over my family, my children. I begin to pray over, can you hear me? Can
yes.
you hear me? Okay, I begin to pray over my family, over my children. I begin to pray over my Facebook family. Every time I would minister to someone or agree in prayer, I would always speak life because this is the word that he was saying. You know, where the word of a king is, there's power. So I just obeyed, not understanding that it had a personal application and it had a larger application just to speak life over my own body and just to speak life, you know, over the world, over my neighborhood, over my city, over the United States, over the world, because something was going to happen, not knowing that this coronavirus was going to take place. Praise God. So then come to find out, you know, the coronavirus, you know, came in and started hitting people here and there. And the Holy Spirit also told me about Shammah was one of David's mighty men. And, you know, Shammah had to fight. He had to defend that field of lentils by himself. And see, a lot of people are by themselves in this isolation time, and they got to stand. They got to know the Spirit of God. They got to fight by themselves. But the Word of God always is saying that through Shammah, God wrought a great victory. And not knowing that I would have to battle for my own life. A month and a half ago, at night, my husband works during the day. I'm at home at night. So all I do is pray. I pray, pray, pray. And at night, this spirit tried to come to my body, and it tried to enter in through my right lung. And I rebuked it, and I began to just speak life. I began to speak life. I commanded it to go. I plead the blood of Jesus over myself, and it left. 2 weeks later, a fever tried to come. Again, at night while I'm by myself. Mm-hmm. I had to stand. I had to battle. I had to speak life and command that demon to go in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And I thank and praise God, you know, for my life, that the coronavirus, I was able to war successfully by the Spirit of God. Because, see, we have to listen for that rhema voice. We got to be still in his presence so that we can hear him. We can hear him. When we hear the king decree, that's what we declare. See, we don't do it randomly. I decree this and I decree that. You got to hear what the Holy Spirit is saying in that moment and putting that sword of the Spirit in your mouth in that moment. It will save your life. So I give God all the praise and I give God all the glory. And I hope that it blesses someone, because there are people on this line who feel like they are alone and they got to fight alone and no one really understands to the depth of the things that they go through, but throughout their life, where he alone will get the glory. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. That is an amazing testimony. And for those that are fighting and battling, remember that we have the victory. The Lord, the word says that we are more than overcomers. So you are more than victorious. And so we give God praise. Thank you, woman of God, for sharing. Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your daughter. Thank you for your light that shines so bright through her. And Father God, I thank you, Lord, that you are giving her a people, Father God, into her hands, Father, that will be receptive to the sound of the glory that is flowing from her lips, Father. Lord, I see honey, Lord God, dripping from her lips, Father. And so, Father God, I thank you for the sweetness of your spirit, Father, just beginning to swirl and to manifest within her even the more. And Lord God, I thank you for a quick development, Lord God, a development, Lord. Things that have been undone will be finished in this season, Father God. And I bless your holy name, Lord God, that you are not lacking in your promises. You are not slack in your promises. But, Lord, there are things that have been promised to the woman of God. Lord, I'm seeing the year of 2017. Father God, things that were promised to her, Father, that have not yet manifest. But in this season, Father God, I see blockages being removed. I see a manifestation, Father God, and a fulfillment of promise in her life. So, Father, Lord, even as she prays over fulfillment of promise, even as she decrees fulfillment of promise, even as fulfillment of promise is her portion for this season. Lord, we thank you even now
for the bondage breaker being over her life, for the bondage the bondage breaking anointing being over her life, Father God, and that, Lord, you are pouring out, Lord God, to the overflow in her life, Father God. And, Lord God, it is not, I just keep hearing the Lord saying, it's not what it looks like.
Yes,
I just hear that very clear. It's not what it looks like. There's something more. And there's things that are going to be revealed. But at this point in time, it's just not what it looks like. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord, for the timing, Lord God, for the calculation of the Lord, for the strategy of God being made manifest in the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you the glory and the praise.
Thank you.
In Jesus' mighty name, amen. And
amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Feel that word, Lord. I receive it and bless the woman of God, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Every word is confirmation that came out of your mouth. God
amen.
Bless you.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Did you have anything?
Thank you.
Amen. No, I did not. I'm just so blessed and honored to, amen, be in the presence and the company of such beautiful people of God, and I just give the Lord praise, amen, for that. The testimony. You know, the Lord blessed me to retire in 2019.
Yes, Lord.
I had never thought about really, really retiring, you know, like really pushing it through. 2019. By 3 months prior to August, because I came out August 28th. So 3 months prior to that would be May, June, July, August. In June, the Lord blessed me to initiate my paperwork. And like I said, the Lord blessed me to wake up one day in June getting ready for work. And I said to myself, why am I going to work? What am I doing? And it's been a while, so the Lord blessed me to initiate the paperwork, to initiate the retirement process. It takes about 3 months, all right? Not knowing, I didn't think about this until maybe last week, not knowing what was coming up. Now, the reason that's so important for me to retire out is because I am an medical intensive care RN.
Yes, Lord.
And I would have been right in the line,
my Lord.
Yep.
Of the fire. God seen the thing, and I've been in that establishment 40 decades in that profession. But the Lord saw fit. Now the thing came along. You said, and I think it came along in October, like you said, woman of God. But here by August, the Lord blessed me to be out of there. I give the
and
Lord
you know
praise.
What, prophetess, I thought about that too. It was probably about a week and a half ago, and I was like, thank God he got you up out of that hospital. And I feel the same way, when I went through my situation and all of that good stuff, and I remember hearing the Lord say, I have to get you out of the hospital. Did not know why. So this is why we have to just follow the leading of the Holy Spirit.
Follow, that's right.
Follow the Spirit. Amen. They are led, my sons and daughters are led by my Spirit. And so, I think we're all getting to that point where we're like, you know what, Lord, forgive us for ever questioning.
Mm-hmm.
And we surrender. We just surrender. Amen.
Amen.
But, yes, I'm sorry, woman of God. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I thought the same thing.
That was good. Yeah, because I had a little uncertainty regarding the financial outcome of that, you know. But the Lord, it was like he just pushed me through the process. I was literally being pushed. I didn't realize it then. I mean, I had became excited. I was keeping notes and watching the time frame and all of that. Not knowing what was coming, God did not want me to be involved with that.
Come on.
Do you hear me?
Come on.
I mean, he made a way and got me up out of there and put the thought in my mind. I had never thought about really retiring. I need that money, right? So I would say, for that salary and to do what we have to do, And he's still taking care of us, glory to God, and haven't missed one dime. But the fact is, 2019, the Lord dropped in my spirit to retire. My out date was August 28th. This thing came along in October.
Yes.
That would not have
so
even been
good.
Enough time for me to try to get out.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, they're mandating people right now. So God
you
got
go.
You out in time.
He did that, didn't
in
he?
In time. He sure did. I'm a witness. Absolutely. Okay. Well, I thank God for each and every one of you coming every week. We have been here three nights a week for, 5 weeks now? We have been digging in the trenches of the things of God, and we are so blessed. We will not be having service tomorrow night. We are taking a break for tomorrow night. We will be back on next Tuesday. And right now, I have a to-be announced on Tuesday night for the speaker. Wednesday night, we will be having, the 6th, Prophet Sue Marino will be back with us. Amen. Many of us know she flows very heavily in healing.
Amen,
and,
yes.
Edification and exhortation. And so she will be back with us on the 6th. And then the 7th, we will have Prophetess Angela Fox. She is coming out of San Diego. She happens to be a blessing and a daughter of this ministry. Amen. And so she is going to be coming in and delivering the word that God has given her for the people. Amen. And
amen.
So we are going to be, we're very excited about that. If the Lord lays on your heart to give, there's two ways to give. You can give over PayPal, and that is paypal.me/propheticwind. So prophetic and WIND. Or you can give over Cash App, which is $ Letitia, spelled LATSHIA, Gartner, GARDNER. Smith, SMITH. Amen. And I thank God for any gifts, large, small, in between, doesn't matter. It all goes back into the ministry, and I give God praise for that assistance and that help to keep the ministry going. Amen. I also want to be able to be a blessing to Prophetess Williams. So if you would like to sow a seed into Prophetess Williams' life, just merely put a note in on the Cash App or on the PayPal, and I will definitely forward that to her. Either way it goes, you know, the ministry gives a small offering for the speakers that come on, so you just be adding to what the ministry is going to give, okay? So tonight has been an amazing night. I thank God for each and every one of you. I want you to make sure you are loving on family, friends, neighbors, be the hands and the feet of the Lord this week. I mean, be deliberate about showing love. Watch what God does. Watch the assignments that he begins to illuminate to you just by sharing the love of Christ with everyone that you encounter, even your enemies. The word says he will make your enemies be at peace with you. So let me tell you, you start showing love, if nothing else, you're going to heat some coals. Amen. So we're going to just pour all the love that we can out upon the men, women, children of the world. Amen. And so I thank God for all of you, and we are getting ready to dismiss the line. Again, we will be back on Tuesday night, which is May 5th at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So God bless you. We love you. And at this time, we're going to end the call. Good night.
Amen. Bless you all.
Amen.
Good night.
Yeah. King Sha. Get it, Holy Ghost, party.
Many men with one body. Keep the breath and still God. Still going how far. And they wonder how we do that. 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 Yeah, Holy Ghost party. Many men with one body. Keep the breath and still God. Still going how far. And they wonder how we do that. 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 Yeah, they wonder how we do that. Christ praise these two friends. Gotta tell you where my mood at. Mountains, it go moving. Holy pistol, I'm a super. Dang, dang, demons lay flat. Better watch where you pray at. Shot on top like a wedge. Can't save, no, they hate me. Great day when I sing that. One wish, I'ma pray that. Watch the wife if you look at. It's out, it's out, it's out. Head smoking like a coffee. Not do what I'm a coffee. I guess you gotta learn the hard way. When it come to praise, we do it all day. Shout out to the Father Yahweh. And my prayer stands bowfing. We coming through screaming, holla. Hallelujah, and we about to bring it to you. Already rich without chasing moolah. The world ain't helping Christians make maneuvers, speak the truth. They never needed their proof. Nah. The word is God saying, mama. I don't really care what they talking about. I'ma make the point, finger with the rock. Torting in the air with the tongue out. Get a beat, hot, hook, and burst, dope. But recognize from the first quote. We are bold in Christ when we hold the mic. Homie, get it right. We the church folk. Yeah, Holy Ghost party. Many men with one body. Keep the breath and still God. Still going hard by. And they wonder how we do that. And they wonder how we do that.